Hi, Shalom Abracha, Mazel Abracha, Chaim Abracha. It's Sunday, Rishon for Vayigash. We finished Miketz. Today is Gimel Teves. Tonight is Yarzei for my mother. I'll learn Aleha Shalom. We'll learn the Parsha and her Nishmas. Lechen Nishmas, Imi Morosi, Havshuva, Hamasuko, Amoras, Rochel, Basachover, Rav Avraham. Zeicher Tzedekes Lebracha. That's Gedalah Teves, and it is today's Sunday, 24 Erev Chagam, 24 December. Gimel Teves. Tonight is Dalah Teves, and we're at Yigash. You know, this is 1 year that I'm on the call of Lashon. I started last Miketz, so there's about 500 Shurim already, because every week we do about 9. 7, one for every parsha, and then one the halacha of halachas and the dinim and the mitzvahs of the seder. That's Tuesday night. Thursday night we do the mind base of sheva on the parsha. So we do 9 every week. 9 times 57 seder is like 513. But we weren't here for 2 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. So that's about 500, maybe 480, 490. It's about 490 shurim already. On the current is like 80 or something. And then comes Shmos VeYikub Amid VeDevorim. All right, let us go now into VeYigash Elav Yehuda. Before we start that, I want to tell you that just left something out of Miketz. It says there at the end, Haboker Or, the morning was early, first light, and they left the brothers. The ship they call Haboker Or Omer Yehuda Omer Rav. Lo'olim Nichens Odom B'Chitov. Person should always leave on a trip when it's Chitov. What does it mean, Chitov? V'yashem Chitov. He saw that it's good to have light. Yeah, it says he made the light of V'yashem Chitov. So you should leave on this light, first light, and V'yosef Chitov, and come to the place, and arrive at destination Chitov during while it's still light. Never travel at night. Shnemar Habakor V'hadnoshim Sholcho. They were sent out. Okay. Welcome Shulchu, they were sent out. That's one Gemara and Pesachim Beis. Habakkar, another Gemara says in Parsha Vayera, Hashem Shiyos Alaoretz, the sun came out over the earth. It says in Parsha Emor, Bo Hashem Tiher, and the sun came out and the sun set and he was Tahor. You have to wait one day, sometimes 24 hours for that tumah. You make a hekesh, a juxtaposition of Yitziyah, coming to, the light coming out, the Biyo, it's going back home. Ma Biyosa, she is chasim in Abrios. Just Biyosa, when it's sunset, it gets dark, you cover it, and things are covered from the eyes of creatures. We can't see things. Av Yitziyosa, when it gets light, you can notice creatures. Omar Rabbi. The Torah calls Or Boker. The Or is called Boker. Do you know that Lila is also called Or? Or Lab also Boker is a Chometz. So and night could be Or and day could be Or. When the sun comes up, you should start on your trip and it's called day. When the sun sets, you should finish your trip and it's called night. So Or, it could be night, or it could be day. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about that, there's a whole discussion over here. When is day? How long is day? When does it start? When does it end? Well, we hold that Alosa Shachar is dawn. When you see the Shachar, the morning star, Noga, which is Venus, right? And then an hour later or something like that, we have about an hour later, we have... that is the first part of Kalosa Shachar, dawn. Then we have Netzachama, the sparkling of the sun. The sparkling of the sun, Netzachama. Interesting, there's no such thing as sunrise. You notice that? Sunrise doesn't, because in truth, the sun doesn't rise, it doesn't set. The earth spins on its axis, and then the sun is still, you know, comparative to the earth. So when the sun moves from left to right, clockwise, so it goes, it turns like a ball turning to the right. That means it turns clockwise. So the sun looks like it's in the east, and then as the earth turns to the right, it looks like the sun is going to the west. The sun isn't going anywhere. We're moving. When you see the sun in the morning in New York, 3 hours late, let's say it's 6 o'clock, 3 hours later it's 6 o'clock in California. The sun didn't move at all. The earth turned 3,000 miles from here to there. It means it turned it moved 3,000 miles. An eighth of its of 360, because the whole globe is 360. An eighth, one eighth is how much is that? Let me figure that out. All right, it turned 3,000 miles, which is 12% of 25,000 miles, and 12% of 360 is 43 degrees. All right, anyhow, listen. So as the sun goes. After Shkia, so we have it like this. We have Losa Shachar, then we have Netzach Hamo, and that's when sunrise is. And at night, the same thing. You have Shkia, and then you have Seitz HaKochovim. Shkia, sunset, and Seitz HaKochovim. And Seitz HaKochovim means the stars come out. How much is between that? Every day of the year is different, but generally speaking, for easy calculation, it's 42 minutes or 72 minutes or 90 minutes. That period between... between sunset and Shkia, between Shkia and Seitz HaKochovim is called Bein HaShemoshes. So between lunch, midday, and sunset is Bein HaRabayim. Between midday and sunset is Bein HaRabayim. You get that mincha in that period there. But after sunset, after Shkia until Seitz is called Bein HaShemoshes. And then starts Seitz HaKochovim. Now, that takes either 42 or 72 or 90 minutes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he has different shita. Acher Shkia Rishona, which is the normal sunset, he holds is 58 and a half minutes, and Vadayom. Acher Zeh starts 13 and a half minutes, which is called Bein HaShemoshes. So the first 58 and a half minutes between sunset and 58 and a half minutes, that's called Vadayom. Then calls then there's 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShemoshes. Then comes Shkia Shiniyom, which we call Seitz HaKochovim. This is 72 minutes after Shkia Rishona. They call Sof Shkia. The Bein HaTam says it's Shkia Shnia or Sof Shkia or Seitz HaKochovim. It's all the same to him. So therefore, some people have a minig, Hasidim mostly have it, that they could drive a car Friday afternoon, 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. However, they were asked years ago, decades ago, by Moshe Feinstein that they shouldn't do it because most of non-Hasidim don't drive after Shkia, don't Michal Shabbos after Shkia, but there's a Shkia to Bein HaTam. 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's still Vadayom by them. And then after 58 and a half minutes starts the last 13 and a half minutes, because together that's 72, 13 and a half minutes is Bein HaShemoshes. Between that and Shkia Shnia, which is called Seitz HaKochovim, which is Sof Shkia. And so the whole thing together, 58 and a half and 13 and a half is 72 minutes. We don't have that. We hold that the day ends Vaday at sunset. Of course, if you did Chil Shabbos or Eid on Yom Kippur, then it wouldn't be an Itzah Derais until it comes to Vaday Laila, which is either 72 minutes after. That's Seitz HaKochovim, but it's Isser Derabonim Vaday after Shkia on Friday. Okay, there's two sheets about that. There's a whole subject here of different, one of the most difficult sugyas in all of halacha is manim. Okay, that takes care of that. Let's do that. Yeah, it says that at the end of the Seder of Ayukub B'gdayim, they tore their clothes when they found the gevia in Binyamin's bag. Know why? They were afraid. Because they said, anyone where we find that gevia will die. So they tore kriya on the fact that they're gorim maybe to someone's misa, like their father Yaakov. Shegorim lemisas Rochel, when he said to Lavan, anybody who took your trophim will die, and Shitaka died before anybody else, Rochel. And Binyamin died before anybody else too, because all the brothers lived 120 or more. He died at 115, Binyamin. Then they said, what can we say to you? Manomer, manadaver, manadstadok. At the end of the last Seder, manomer means the kesef rishon. What can we say about the first money that someone put in our thing? Manomer, nadaver, about the second money. And manadstadok, about the gevia. What can we say? It's a min hashamayim. We're being trapped min hashamayim. And from here you learn nitz tadok. Chazal tell us that netrikin is a vada netrikin min haTorah because he learned it from this word nitz tadok. We know this is all a frame job, but we know min hashamayim Hashem is going to punishing us. Nitz tadok nechonim anachnu. We are really straight people. Nitz tzadikim anachnu. We're really righteous people. Tes tahorim anachnu. Dalin dakoyim, which means zakoyim. We're zakai. We're innocent people. And dok kedoshim anachnu. But it's min hashamayim. We have to accept it as our din. And there's one other thing we want to say. He asked Binyamin, "You have a brother?" So Binyamin had, he says, I had a brother once. He's gone, but he had 10 children. Binyamin has 10 children. And he gave Binyamin 10, 5 times more gifts than he gave then. They framed him, Legorim Genevas Agvia, because they charged him, they believed that he stole the Gvia, so they gave him 5 times as much. Mm-hmm. Also, because their brothers, they benefited 5 shkolim, and Binyamin didn't benefit anything when they sold their brother. Yosef, they got 20 silvers, that's 5 shkolim. There's 4 dinarim in every shekel, so 5 times 4 is 20. They sold him for Esrim Kesef, that's 5 shkolim, and Binyamin was not there, so he didn't benefit. Therefore, he has to get 5 times as much, Binyamin, now. Also, Mordechai comes from him. And Mordechai went to Sneha Melech, the Chamisha Begodim, Big Day Malchus. That's why he gave Binyamin now this Suda 5 times more. A few reasons. One reason is that when they sold their brother, they all benefited, and Binyamin wasn't there. They all benefited 5 shkolim, which is 20 dinarim. And he was not there, so he gave him at his party 5 times more. Also, Binyamin, from him comes Mordechai, Ben Beno, way down many years later. And Binyamin went in front of the Achashverus with Chamisha Big Day Malchus. Another thing is, why didn't they kill Menashe? They left the Mitzrayim, all these 10 men, these 11 men, these 11 big, powerful men. Why didn't they? And here comes this one man, Menashe, the red, the shliach from the king. They're out of town already, it says in Chumash last week. Why didn't they just kill him? It's 10 to 1, 11 to 1. No, they wouldn't think about that. If they would have killed him, he wouldn't come back in a few hours, the entire Egyptian army would be after them. They would kill them and destroy them right on the spot. They understood that. They're smart people. Because they tore their garments, because of Menashe, because they tore their garments, Menashe caused them to tear their garments, so the Shevet Menashe was torn in half. Chatzi Shevet Menashe Beretz Yisrael, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe in Eveli Yarden. Now we can go into the next part of Yigash Elov Yehudo. So, Yigash Elov Yehudo. And he approached him, Yehuda. Vayomer b'Adoni. He said to him, "Please, by my master." You see, this first pasuk, the Vilna Gaon says that the trup, the nigun, will the names of the words of the nigun is a translation of what's going on. Vayigash elav Yehuda means he approached him before Yehuda. Kadmo v'yazlo rivi. He got up and he went. Rivi, the fourth one. He threw away Munach, his pleasant life in this world, and Segulo in the future world. He took a chance of being wiped out and killed, but he stood up for his brother, the little one, Binyamin. Zarko, he threw away his Olam Habo, the world to come. Menucho b'Olam Hazeh and Segulo Olam Habo, because he promised his father he will bring him back alive. Let it go into your ears. what the Melech is telling you, the interpreter, let it go right into your ears. Or you can say, he spoke to him in strong language, well, not a whisper, but strong language. Rashi says, Dibra Emo Koshos. He spoke to him very fervently and strong. Don't get angry against your servants. I honor you just like Pharaoh. This has a loaded word. Wow, what Rashi says. Four perushim in Rashi. One, you're considered to me just as great and as noble as the king. That pshuto, that's a simple meaning. Then Rashi says, midrasho, sovcho lilkos, you're going to get punished, Allah, because of this trumped up charges bringing us back. But saras, with leprosy, kamosha loko para, just like Pharaoh got punished. Aide ziknosi, my great grandmother, Sora, al ali lo achas, lailo achas, okva, he held her back one night from Abraham. He was terribly punished. All his organs were stopped up. They couldn't move. Number three, ma paro goes to Eina Makayim. Like paro commands, makes a gezerah, and no, it doesn't keep it. Maftiach, he promises, Eina Osel doesn't do it. Afatoken, you're the same way. You said you're going to just lay your eyes on him. No, you laid your eyes on him. Now, what's this trumped up charge with the gevira? And what did paro goes to Eina Makayim? Gezerah, Pharaoh made a gezerah. Shein Eved Molech, no foreigner or person who's a slave could ever be a king. And we heard there's a king in this country that's running the country. Pharaoh goes to Eina Makayim. Maftiach promises Veina Osa Afatokain. Hisimus Ayin. This is what you call laying your eyes on him. Shomarto Lusum Einecha Olav. And now you have this whole frame job with a gevia. You make believe of something that's not true. Number four, Mikikamoka Farum. Im takni teini, if you annoy me, Eherog Osukha, I'm gonna kill you. Ves Adonecha, your master, and the whole Egyptian army. We can do it. Ooh, you're talking strong language. Okay. Adoni Shoal is Avod of Lamor. Your master asks his servant, saying, Ayeshlachem Ovo Ach, do you have a father or a brother? Didn't ask him about aim, because Yosef knew there was no aim. We have an old father, Yeled Zakunim, and a boy born of his old age. That little boy, Binyamin, is 37 years old now, you know. Because he's 32 years old now, because Yosef is 7 years older. Yosef is 39, almost 40. He's 32 years old. His name Binyamin. V'ochid Mace, and his brother died, and he had to say a sheker, because then Yosef, the king, would say, "Well, let's have him. Where is he?" So he says here, "Yotzo sheker mipiv." Rashi says, "Mipnei ha'yiro." He's afraid. How you mostly devar sheker mipiv? Omer im omer lo. If I tell him shehu kayim, he's living somewhere. Yomer, he'll say, "Heavy uhu etzke, bring him over here." And he remained alone, this Binyamin, Le'imo, for his mother, and his father loves him specially, because his father loved one of the four wives more, and he, Binyamin, and the brother that's lost, come from that mother. You said to your servant, bring him to me, and I put my eyes on him. You know, Adoni, we said to our master, lo, Adoni to my master, lo, yuchal hanar, my weakness, the lad cannot leave his father, if he leaves his father, he'll die. Not the father. Binyamin will die. Baderech. Rashi, my em Ezov is Oviv Dogimon, who makes Baderech. Binyamin. Shari imo Baderech meso. And there we say a chazok is two times in a sakon. In fact, it was actually three times. His mother died, his brother died, and he may die. The Rachel died, and Binyamin died. And maybe even his brother, what's his name, Yosef, died. Anyhow. You said to your servants, if you don't bring the little one down with you, don't see my face anymore. It's over. Stay home. Don't bring him. That's it. I'm keeping the Shimon here, this and that's it. When you came back to your servant, our father, this is the second time it's said. It's said five times, you'll notice. And the mail is translated every time, so that's 10 times. Yosef's life was shortened 10 years because of this. Instead of 120, he lived to 110. Because 10 years, he heard, 10 times he heard, Avdech Ovi. We told him the words of our master, Avinu, and our father said, Shuvu, go back. Shivronamat, Ochel, buy us some food. But no, no, Nuchal. We said, we can't go back. And that's the younger son is with us. And if we go down, and then we'll go down. Kilo nuchal ros penehoish. We cannot see the presence of this man. We cannot have a meeting with this individual, with this king. V'achino akotne enenu itona, and the young boy is not with us. V'yomer avdcho avi the third time. Yoavdi aleinu aleinu atem yodatem. You know, kishnaim yoldeli ishti. My wife gave birth to 2 children. Wait a minute, hold it. He has 4 wives. And he has 12 children. Oh, Kishnayim Yolduli Ishti, my main wife. I only came to marry 1 wife. I was tricked into this. Rachel's my, Ishti means Rachel. She only had 2 sons. V'yeto Echad Miti, one of them went away from me. V'omer, and I said, Ach, Torof, Torof, he's torn up, ripped up somewhere, killed. Because they showed me his kasona is all torn up. Lo Re'isiv Adhenu, I haven't seen him until now. 2 special ones, Torof, Torof, 2 special ones. Besides the others, that means Binyamin and Yosef. Yeah, 2 special ones. Torof, Torof, you know what that means? One was torn up, that's by Nevuah, of course. Me'echov, by his brothers, torn up, destroyed by his brothers. And one, he was torn up, this Yosef, by his brothers. Torof, Torof, Me'echov, from his brothers. And also, Me'eshes Potiphar, she wanted to destroy him. They wanted to destroy him physically, and she wanted to destroy him spiritually. And then the Chazal tells, and nevertheless he became a Novi in a Melech. But he's not one of the Memches Neviim that Chazal mentions. You know why? Those Memches Neviim were only the Neviim that prophesied for the future of Klal Yisrael. There were many, many, many. There was 1 million Neviim, by the way, that they only had Nevuah for the moment. Yosef was not one of the Memches Neviim who prophesied for the future, lots of love, the Yalos HaMashiach. But he was one, not was one of the Memches Neviim, but he was a Novi. Shalot Nisnabu Losid. Torov, Torov, he was torn up 2 ways, physically and spiritually almost. You take this one, Mi'im Panai from me, V'kor Rahu Oson, if an accident happens to him, then V'horadatem, you will bring down a save Osi my hoary head, V'ro or evil way, Sh'ola in Gehenim. It means Gehenim. Atok Kavoi, now if I come back, El Avdecho Avi, the 4th time, you're serving my father, Manar, and any Tonu, and the Nar is not with us. And you know, Nafsha Kushura Benafsho, that I just told you that his soul is tied with his soul, which means it's one unit. If one dies, the other is going to die. We're at Shani. And then the Shani starts, Hoyo, Kirosik, and then it was me when he sees, Gain Hanar. If the young lad is not with us, Vomais, the father will die. Gain Hanar. We don't have the Nar, Mamais, the father will die. Save us, Avdecho, and hey, we will bring down your servants and save us, Avdecho Avinu, the 5th time is used. Meyogon, in grief, Sha'ola, into the pit, to Gehenim. That's already Shani. We're going to do that tomorrow. And now one more Chiddush, then we're going to break. Now we have a Kasha. There's Kasha. This is what a thinker would ask. It says here, Shnayim Yodoli Ishti. Wait a minute. Something is very... We told you there was 12. And now you see 11. So how can you say 2? We told you, Shnayim, we were the word of 12 children. Now you see in front of yourselves, eyes 11. And we tell you, now he told us, Shnayim, the father said, I only have 2 children, Yodoli Ishti. What is it, 12, 11, or 2? Yaakov only intended to marry 1 wife. The whole thing was a trick by Lavan. Of course, it was orchestrated in Minashamayim. But he wanted only Rachel. And he only wanted, and he only had 2 children from her. These Shnayim Yoldelisha, that's the Iker children. All the rest are really not what he intended. They're like Pilakshim. Two Yud Beis. 12, yes, and 1 got lost, but really, really, he wanted 1 wife and 2 children. He had 2 children from her. That's it. It's a big schmooze. I mean, I'm just telling you the headlines, you know. Okay, Rabbi Isai, till tomorrow, like Gesundheit stark.